Believe. September 8, 1898. We all need faith, the right kind of faith. That faith that will believe that the promises of God are yea and amen in Christ Jesus is of great consequence to us. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Therefore, under every circumstance, we should cultivate faith in God, bringing it into our practical life. We are to believe that Christ is the only Savior we have. The practice of telling our difficulties to others only makes us weak and brings no strength and vitality to them. It lays upon them the burden of our spiritual infirmities, which they cannot alleviate. Take the word of Christ as your assurance. The bread of God is he that cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Are there not hungry souls here who are starving for the bread of life? As Christ gave this assurance, his hearers said, "Lord, evermore give us this bread." But they thought of temporal food, not of the word spoken, which was the bread of life. Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth in me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not." Is not this the case with all that are here present? We think we believe in Christ, but many of us do not have his light and life. If we unitedly believed the word of the living God, we would see of his salvation in a marked manner. My brethren and sisters, you do not believe. You do not have the blessings that God has in store for you. The hidden wisdom of God is for all who believe in his word. What does he say? "Ye also have seen me, and believe not." You have seen the work of God in Stanmore. You have seen that the Lord through his word was working upon hearts and strengthening the willpower of men and women to come out from the world and be ye separate, to receive Christ as their personal Savior. Nearly 100 souls have accepted the truth. Have you appreciated this work? Have you been as thankful to the Lord as you should have been for this work that has been done? Have you presented to him your gratitude offerings with praise and thanksgiving for the wonderful work he has done? Look at this house of worship, tasteful, simple, economical. The Lord has worked that you might have this favorable location, this pleasant house so greatly needed. Suppose you recount the blessings of God and praise him for them. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God. We cannot please our Heavenly Father if we are as unmindful of his great mercies as the heathen in the desert, that knoweth not when good cometh. But I have said also unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. Did not the Jews see the compassion, the love, the benevolence of Christ in his work of feeding the 5,000? Said Christ, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and he that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Who, as they read this, will lift their voice in praise and thanksgiving to God? Who will show that they appreciate this promise, so rich and full? We are to will and to do. "And this is the will of him which sent me," Christ said, "that of all that he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. And this is the will of him which sent me, that every one that seeth the Son, believeth on him, may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Everything that concerns our future experience depends upon believing. Then let us cultivate faith in the past working of God in our religious experience, and in the present assurance he has given us. Says Christ, "Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then come to the Word, have faith in God and in Jesus Christ whom he has sent. then there will be an appreciation of the privileges granted us. Believe, believe, with all your soul believe. Enter right into the open door by faith. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, says Christ, hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. This is eating the fruit of the tree of life. Christ continued, But there are some of you which believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. Verse 64. Consider this, and when tempted to turn away from truth and righteousness, remember that he knows who will trust in him, who will rely upon him, and be encouraged by his promises. We all need a personal Savior, and the Lord has made provision for every one of us. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. John 1, verse 4. Will we quench this life by our unbelief? We need far greater faith and Christian simplicity, a deeper humility of mind. We need that faith which works by love and purifies the soul. If we do not cultivate this faith, we will grow away from Christ.